You are listening to Generation Radio. The podcast about Doctor Who. With Callum, Shell, and Mike.
Hey guys, welcome back to Doctor Who Stuff. I'm here with Shell.
Hi.
And I'm here with Mike.
When did we rename the podcast to Doctor Who Stuff?
Now.
I mean, is this like technically, am I wrong? Like, is it not Doctor, are we not, is this not Doctor Who Stuff?
Yeah, but we have a name.
Yeah, I know.
What's the name, Callum? Say the name.
It's Regeneration Radio.
Is
but
it?
I was.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Oof, what did you think it was?
Regeneration Radio Podcast. But I remember that's like our email address.
No. That's what we are. It's like it's not like I, you know, when I talk to my table, I don't go "Hello, James" table. I just go "Hello, James," because I know it's a table. People watching this know it's a podcast. We don't have to say, hello, this is Regeneration Radio Podcast. Everyone knows it's a podcast.
But wait. Is your table named... Okay, off the topic, but do you name your table James?
Yeah, what do you name your table?
I have an IKEA table. It certainly have a name, but I don't know the name of the table.
That's just rude. Like, you don't remember the name of your table?
Shell, what's the name of your table?
Table.
Welcome back to IKEA podcast, everyone. Today we're discussing furniture. What is your table made of? Leave it down in the comments below.
Plastic, probably.
I don't know. It's like, I guess wood. It's kind of woody. It's got metal poles though, so like it's like an abomination.
Whoa, okay. Speaking of Woody, by the way, did you know there was a Toy Story 2?
Yes.
All right, today we're going to be talking about fantasy Doctor Who. Now, we all know Doctor Who's a fantasy, but it's not what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about who we would choose to be the Doctor and their companions, or companion, depending on how many you want. Or if maybe no companion. Doctor Who can be lonely.
Yeah, but the episodes are a little bit boring when the Doctor is lonely.
Yeah, I mean, he stands in silent, looks really sad, and it rains a lot. But, you know, it's poetry. So, Mike, I thought we'd start with you. I thought we'd discuss about who we would choose to be the Doctor to begin with. And then we'll do the companions after.
For the record, though, I found the name of my table. It's Malm.
All right, I'm sure everyone needed to know that. Shell, we're going to move on to you, because Christ. No, okay, go on, Mike. So who would you choose to be the Doctor?
Ariel Winter.
Terrible choice.
Why is that a terrible choice?
I don't know who that is.
It's the girl who plays Alex Dunphy on...
interesting choice.
Modern Family. Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm not looking for Ariel Winter as in the person Ariel Winter. I'm looking for Ariel Winter playing the role of Alex Dunphy as the Doctor.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, have you seen Modern Family?
Yes.
Do you know that Alex is the, you know, smart one, kind of...
Yeah.
You know, the person who actually has a brain.
Yes.
So I want that specific role, like the role Ariel Winter plays there.
Do you want Alex, not a real character, from another TV series, to play the Doctor?
Yeah, I want Ariel Winter to play the Doctor as she played Alex Dunphy.
Okay.
This will make more sense when I tell you companion later, but
that does actually make a bit of sense. I am getting it now. So you want, but if you're playing the Doctor, wouldn't you be smart anyway? I don't think we've ever had an idiot doctor.
I no. Okay, so I'm not going to comment on that. Anyway, yeah, like, no, it's just, it's not the smart thing. It's like the whole persona that is Alex Dunphy. Like,
but don't you think that it's a bit young to be the doctor?
Ariel Winter is 26 now.
She doesn't look 26.
Have you seen Ariel Winter?
Yes.
Outside of the TV show.
I mean, I've not physically seen her ever, but I have seen her in interviews and stuff.
Like, she does look 26 now. And I don't mean that in a bad way or a good way or whatever. It's just like, she look her age. Like, I don't want, you know, the young 14-year-old Alex Dunphy in the role of the Doctor. I want the persona of Alex Dunphy in a 25 to 45-person-old body playing the Doctor. Preferably by Ariel Winter. But Ariel Winter is also, like, I think she's 26 or 27.
I mean, she's also ginger. So we would have a ginger doctor.
Yeah, that would be cool as well. I didn't even consider that. I just wanted, you know, the kind of smart person, you know, like the doctor, that is curious about stuff and have this kind of thing, like, you know, always see their way as the correct way, and then you have a companion that goes totally opposite that. And when I come to my fantasy companion, it will make a lot of sense.
No, okay, fair enough.
So that would be my fantasy doctor.
Okay, all right, I'm on board with that. Shell, do you have a fantasy doctor?
No.
Oh. All right, moving on.
Can you think about anyone you would like to see as the doctor?
Okay. So in my personal Doctor Who fantasy,
that was a little bit sus introduction.
No. It would be, so I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I'm gonna try my best.
Go on.
Okay, Richard Ayoade.
Oh, it's actually a really good choice.
I think he would be such a fun, quirky doctor. And just, you know, from the IT crowd, he's Moss. Mm-hmm. He's been in a few other things. And I don't know. I just think since he's not like a super duper famous actor person, and, you know, he's just a really funny person, and I think he would be such a cute and quirky doctor.
No, honestly, I'm completely behind that. I think that's a really, he just on a personal level, like when you just see him in interviews, he just screams Doctor Who.
Right, and he's just like a nerd. Well, he seems like he's like actually like a nerdy person. I don't know if he is, but like that's the vibe he gives, and he's just he comes off as he's curious, and I don't know. I feel like he would actually be a very, like, if he was casted as a doctor, he would be very passionate about his role, much like how David Tennant was and Matt Smith.
Yeah.
They were both very passionate in their roles.
And no, I definitely get that.
He gives that vibe.
I really want to know now who you're going to choose for a companion as well, because, like...
Oh, the companion that I have in mind. I also came up with a fan cast for a master, too. So I have all three. The triad. My fan cast for a companion is, she's I love her so much. Anyway,
okay.
Who's yours?
Oh my god, this is really... Oh, sorry, Michael.
Can I just, like, for me, I just... You said that he was in IT support.
No, IT crowd.
No, the IT crowd. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. In Swedish, the show is called IT support, so IT support. I didn't know that. The only reason why I know about him is because he's in a lot of, you know, these British TV show, real life shows that I watch when I'm bored, like the Fat Big Quiz of the Noughties and stuff like that. Yeah. And he always comes off like this, you know, deadpan kind of answers. Like, I know he knows he's funny, but he has this kind of expression, like, why are you laughing? Like, this is the most logical answer. I can definitely see him as the Doctor.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I didn't know he was in the IT crowd.
Yeah, he's like, I think that was what launched his career.
Yeah,
But, well, okay, for mine, now, this was actually really hard to do. Because I have kind of like, there are three people I would have really liked to see.
God, same thing.
But the one person I've chosen, and like, just to name the other two, it would be Michael Sheen and Charles Dance. I think both would be amazing.
But anyway, continue.
Actually, to be fair, I think Charles Dance might actually be better as the Master. But I ended up choosing Hugh Laurie.
Ooh.
I love him so much. He would be such a fun doctor. He gives me Capaldi vibes.
I only just realized a while ago he's in an American show called House.
Yes.
I've never seen that show or heard of that show before a few weeks ago.
Oh, you should watch an episode or two.
But I grew up with him. Well, not grew up with him, but when I was like in, like, the first thing I really saw him in was Hugh and Laurie, which was Fry and Laurie, which was like this comedian. It was Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry, and they did this comedy show together for years. And I just always found it absolutely hilarious. It was that and Blackadder. I saw him in, which again, him opposite Rowan Atkinson was just hilarious. But I've also seen him in a few serious roles as well. One of them being like Roadkill and stuff. And I could just so like the how he plays this guy in Roadkill, even though he's technically playing a bad guy, he plays him so well. I could so see him being the Doctor. And like from the clips I've seen on House, aside from the fact that his American accent completely disorientates me and is really, really weird because like he's like the most British actor I know and he's speaking with an American accent and it's like it sounds so fake to me. Maybe just
But like, okay, imagine the inverse. Imagine you're an American watching him and that's the only thing that you know of.
Yeah.
And then you hear him and you're like, wow, he does such a great British accent. And then
But it was the same with Benedict Cumberbatch. With the first time I saw him in Doctor Strange,
yeah.
I was like, oh my god, I can't watch this because the first time I saw him, he was playing Sherlock with Martin Freeman. Martin Freeman is another great doctor, actually, but in fact, so is Cumberbatch. But I saw I saw Benedict Cumberbatch in as Sherlock for 4 or 5 years. Playing his character, and then all of a sudden he's doing an American accent, and I hate it. I don't know. It sounds so. I mean, it's cool to know that like Americans listen to him and actually think they're American, which means they must be good. But it just sounds so wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, bro, where'd your accent go?
But no, I think he'd be great. He'd play probably an older, potentially grumpier doctor. But that can still be really, really funny.
Yeah.
Well, I can see, like, I grew up with Hugh Laurie for like in a totally different aspect because my father was like, he really loved the show Blackadder.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I watched. Yeah.
So how I was raised with Hugh Laurie was, you know, Blackadder, and then you had what was it called? Worcester and Jeeves and Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show. And then I started seeing him in, you know, more serious roles. So I've seen both, you know, this kind of funny, kind of goofy looking Hugh Laurie, and then you had the serious one. I think it could be a perfect, you know, mismatch of kind of an older David Tennant.
Yeah. And I think the great thing, because you said Blackadder as well, and the great thing is in Blackadder, obviously, he plays, I think, three different characters, like, throughout the thing, because obviously series one, he's playing this one character, and then it jumps forward to, decades later, and he's playing another character, and then, like, another, and then, like, obviously,
He wasn't in series one, was he? He was in series two, I think.
I'm pretty sure, no, he was in series one.
No, okay, now this became IMDb of Hugh Laurie, but wait, I need to check.
I'm pretty sure he was series one, wasn't he? Give series one was the medieval one, when they're in the medieval period, isn't it?
He was in, according to IMDb, and yeah. We will have to consider that's a reliable source here, he was in Blackadder 2, and then he was in Blackadder the 3rd. And that's where he actually plays three different characters as well. Then he was in Blackadder's Christmas Carol, and then Blackadder Goes Forth. So he was in three series, but he wasn't in the first one.
So which was the first one again? Was that, or maybe I'm just it's been a while since I watched it. So was he wasn't in the medieval one then?
Apparently not. Like, I'm not going to click too much, but I know he was in the movie as well.
Okay, no, fair enough. No, I mean, if he wasn't, I know he's been... Yeah, I guess he wasn't in it. Maybe I'm misremembering it then. I know he played in two of them, and then the movie, yeah. But either way, like, the point is obviously him playing all
these... Point still stands, he could be a great Doctor.
But we see him play, like, three different versions of basically the same character. You could mix all those personalities together, and I think you get, like, a really good Doctor. But, no, he would absolutely be my choice. I just think he can be so funny and so serious at the same time that I think it would be really, really good.
As long as he doesn't perform like he did in Tomorrowland, I'm fine. Because Tomorrowland was a horrible movie.
You've actually seen it.
Good for you. Sorry, Disney, but you missed the mark there.
Okay. So.
Did you like it, Shell?
No, but we're derailing from the conversation.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay, companions, right. Mike, you were speaking about your companion. Who would you choose?
Tom Holland. And why? I know British people are so tired about hearing about Tom Holland. But Tom Holland...
I think he's great. I think he's a great actor. But I did think of him as a companion, but I kind of dismissed it. But, no, go on. Why do you think he would be a good companion?
But it needs to be Tom Holland in real life Tom Holland. Like, the companion should be called Tom Holland and be the actor Tom Holland. You know... This quirky kind of guy that can't keep his mouth shut and do stupid stuff on camera and off camera. Just to, you know, be the actual opposite of the Alex Dunphy Doctor I have in mind. So you have this organized, you know, that it's my way that's the only correct way. And then you have Tom Holland going like, I will try. What happened if I press this button? Like, that is something I can see Tom Holland do.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of thought he'd be a better off as a doctor.
Yeah, like, I had that in mind, but I was like, I can't see him being a Time Lord like that. I can't see him being the... Honestly, I haven't seen many of Tom Holland's, you know, serious roles. Like, I have basically watched Spider-Man. I have watched what... That one is called Far Cry? No? The one that's based on the video game.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah,
Yeah, but I have never seen
Cry.
His, like...
It is Far Cry, isn't it?
It is a Far Cry. Yeah, like, I have never seen his more serious roles, so I don't know how he's in like
Uncharted.
Uncharted, thank you. It wasn't
there. You go. Okay, okay, carry on.
But I can't see him switching to be, you know, this dark kind of Time Lord. Even if I go with the darkest moments of Spider-Man, it's not the dark Time Lord I'm looking for. I can see Errol Winter doing that, but I can't in my mind see Tom Holland doing that. If that makes sense.
Like, yeah, I get it.
So I want this quirky kind of, oh, what happens if I press this button? Oh, I shouldn't have said that and stuff like that, you know. That Tom Holland guy as a companion.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I get that. Shell?
What?
Who would your companion be?
Okay, so my companion idea kind of got blown out of the water when I found out that she's actually going to be in the winter special this year. And I was like, what? Okay.
No, but you can still go with them because we haven't seen them yet. So you still go with them and go with your reason.
Well, I'll go with my second after I name drop her. Nicola Coughlan. She's Penelope in Bridgerton.
Oh, right.
And she was in I can't remember the show. I had it like right before you asked me, and then I just forgot it. This is what happens when I don't have my other screens up. I don't have my notes I made. But anyway, I think she would just be so cute alongside Richard Ayoade.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? That would be so fun.
Absolutely.
Plus she brings that Irish flair to it that we all need in our lives.
Yes.
But she's going to be in the winter special this year. We went with Aubrey Plaza.
I can see that.
She's an American actress, and I think it would be kind of funny if in like, you know, my fantasy Doctor Who, if like she comes across Richard Ayoade like while she's like, you know, traveling Britain or something, and just kind of swept up in this, and because she has such a deadpan humor that like I think they could really like bounce off of each other really well. And I can see that.
It'd also be like kind of cool to see him opposite an American actress, like this really British with an American. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, and she's not in like anything super crazy big, so she's not a no name person, but you know she's. I think it would just be really fun.
That's cool.
What about you?
Just need to name drop that Aubrey Plaza was excellent in Emily the Criminal. If you haven't seen that one, watch that one. Okay,
well,
go, Callum.
I went with, and I really hope I get this pronunciation right, Letitia Wright.
Ooh, who's that?
She played the Black Panther's sister.
Oh my god, yeah.
Did you just have said Shuri?
Oh, yeah, Shuri. Yeah, I couldn't remember her name in Black Panther.
I knew either way.
I think she'd be great. And I think she'd be great as a smart companion. Like, obviously not someone who can really rival the Doctor, because obviously the Doctor is, like, smarter than everyone. But someone who is a little bit kind of understands maybe some of the words coming out of his mouth a little bit more.
Yeah.
And can kind of hold up her own against the Doctor. But I can imagine, like, Hugh Laurie and her kind of, like, really kind of bouncing off of each other in certain situations. I could also imagine her being great also against, like, a younger Doctor as well. Yeah. But, to be honest, I could also imagine her being the Doctor. But I think...
she fills all three spots, basically.
I know, she really does. But just as, like, a companion to Hugh Laurie's Doctor, I really could kind of, like, I think they'd be great with the chemistry and kind of bouncing off of each other. And
I would watch that. I'd watch it regardless, but I'd
I think Peter Capaldi and Bill were amazing together, and that's the kind of dynamic I see them having. Except she's kind of challenging him a little bit more, like intellectually. Don't get me wrong, I think Bill was smart, but she wasn't the Doctor smarts.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love that.
And to be honest, aside from like companions like Leela and other, I can't actually think of, especially in modern times, like not counting the Doctor, Donna, I can't really remember the last time a companion really was on the Doctor's level intellectually.
Yeah.
Or like at least like not completely out of their depth in every scenario. That does kind of seem to be a running theme with companions recently.
Hey, remember Adam?
Yeah, I don't know if he counts. Also, he wasn't that smart.
Sorry, I just want justice for Adam.
But like, I don't know, it just, we need smarter companions. I don't think every companion has to be, not an idiot, but like just a bit like out of their depth in every story they go into.
Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if Letitia came in as a companion to Hugh Laurie and, you know, every companion goes like, oh, it's bigger on the inside or it's smaller on the outside. And Letitia comes in and be like, yeah, this breaks the laws of physics, but I can get it.
Isn't that what Rory said when he goes in?
Yeah, but
yeah, it's another dimension.
Yeah.
But like, even Susan...
But he doesn't count.
Susan was like, you know, a Time Lord, and wasn't like she. I think she was a bit more with it than any other companion because she understood the TARDIS and everything. But anyway, those would be those. Like, I could imagine her being a bit more like on Susan's level, but maybe just not quite there because still not a Time Lord.
Yeah, I heard something. Can I get 1 minute to go off rails? By the way, about Susan.
Okay.
I heard something really incredible about Susan.
Go on.
That there is this theory that Susan wasn't actually the grandchild of the Doctor. She was the daughter of Rassilon, and the Doctor took her in. That's all I had to say. Let's go back to the actual episode.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, that would be my Doctor and companion.
I like that. Are we gonna also mention our fan cast for the Master or no?
If I haven't got a fan cast from, well, you know what? Okay, I'll just go Charles Dance.
Okay, so your two people and Charles Dance. Okay,
Charles Dance would be the Master against you, Laurie. I immediately, that's it. That's my. Okay, Mike, Shell, did you have one for the Master?
Shell, go first. You have. I need to think about mine a little bit more.
Okay. Are you ready?
You're go on.
All right. Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely on board with that. Such a good choice. Yeah.
Because they both have like the crazy hair.
Love it. Yeah. And she walks into, she's just amazing. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I think that would be so fun to watch. I kind of want to like make like a little comic strip of it.
Just completely crazy in every scene. Like, I love that.
I love her so much, and she deserves all the love for all the hate that she gets for being like villain.
She gets hate?
Yeah. Well, like, and also like apparently like she used to scare like her kids' like friends when they came over to sleep over.
Oh.
Because you know her role in HP.
I loved her in Harry Potter. I thought she was great.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, you're right. She was a bit scared. Okay, Mike.
It's funny that Shell went into the Harry Potter theme because my master is also from the Harry Potter. Like, I knew her first from Harry Potter.
Is it Voldemort?
No. Mine is also a woman.
Oh, who?
Okay, go on.
I want to see Julie Walters. Molly Weasley.
Oh, yeah.
With my doctor and her companion, they're two pretty young people, you know? So the counter thing I want is I kind of want, you know, the darker side of Julie Walters. Like, Julie Walters is an amazing actress. Because...
Yeah.
Oh, she's been in Mamma Mia as well. I forgot to mention that. I saw her in Mamma Mia first, to be fair. But, like... The darker side of Julie Walters, being, you know, this older master, being this cunning master, not the evil kind of the last reiteration we saw of the master, but, you know, just a cunning counterpart to the two young people in the TARDIS, and how Ariel and Tom needs to solve the plans that the master is preparing against them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, yeah, just a dark Julie Walters would be my absolute fantasy of a master in this universe.
Oh, I love that. Oh, these would be so fun. Let's make little comics of this.
Honestly, yeah, I think these are all... I think that's the thing, though, is what we've kind of realized is anyone can play the Doctor, the Master, and the Companion. And you can have any... As long as those people have the right chemistry, it will always be a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Chemistry matters.
And the writing.
Give me a second. My phone is ringing.
Oh.
Ew, have you tried telling it to stop?
No, my phone's rung twice, but I've ignored it both times.
Yeah, but my phone was just in front of me. Sorry, go ahead. There was one thing I wanted to say when you said everyone could play the Doctor.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah, so the reason why I had to think about my master was that there was another person I wanted to see as the master. But then I realized he has actually already played the master. And that's Jonathan Pryce.
Yes. Yeah, he has... I guess it counts, but yeah, he would be... He would be a good serious master.
Yeah, because, like, that sketch with Rowan Atkinson as the Doctor and stuff like that, he was actually a really good master. Like, this whole, you know, just the master persona, even when he gets Dalek boobs.
Yeah.
Shell, do you know what we're talking about, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. No, so even though... He gets this, you know, Dalek boobs. He still makes it the master. But since that episode isn't canon, he could probably go master anyway. Because he's really good in Pirates of the Caribbean as a British governor.
Yeah.
He's really good as a villain in Tomorrow Never Dies. Like, Tomorrow Never Dies was a shit movie. But sorry for all the Bond fans out there, by the way. But he was a good villain. And he's really good in The Three-Body Problem.
He's also good as Prince Philip as well.
Sorry. I heard Three-Body Problem, and I'm like, oh my god, it's such a good show!
Yeah, that's a show we have to discuss off-podcast, because I just watched it, and it's amazing.
Callum, have you watched
it? I actually haven't.
You should. It's existential.
I think it's kind of obvious for Doctor Who fans to kind of like The Three-Body Problem, because it's kind of the same, like, the Netflix series kind of gives the same vibe, without spoiling too much, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be... And there was another person that I thought as the Doctor, if Jonathan Pryce was to be the Master, but now we're going old white guys here, but Liam Cunningham I could see him as an older generation of the
yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's been in Doctor Who before. He would be a good Doctor, I think. Although it's kind of hard to unsee him. It's hard to unsee him as the role that he's already been in Doctor Who.
Yeah, but like, if we're going with the fantasy one, I could see him as, you know, an older generation of the Doctor.
I also think Matt Smith would be a great Master.
Yeah.
I think he does. I think he would be. It would be great to see. Like, I mean, they brought David Tennant back as the Doctor. Like, God knows how many times. Can't they just bring Matt Smith back as the Master just once?
No, I want Christopher Eccleston to come back as the Master.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever.
I think we all know that that will never happen. But this is a fantasy episode, so I'm going to keep my fantasies.
I think every Doctor could play the Master. There's what it'd be great for the Doctor to take the Master's face just to the Master to take the Doctor's face just to rub it in his face.
Isn't that an episode where this is actually a thing where they switch bodies?
When does that happen?
I'm pretty sure that's an episode.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know. Maybe I've seen that. Maybe I haven't seen that. I don't know.
No, wait. Like, now I need to make sure that.
I mean, the power of the Doctor doesn't count.
But it does, though.
But it doesn't because he keeps his face. He transfers his face and body over to the Doctor's, which is just kind of like a weird thing to do, to be honest. I don't know why he did it.
It's also the Master we're talking about, so he does weird things.
Anyways, well, I don't know, how long have we been running for now?
Why did you post a picture of Simon Bassett, by the way?
He would be a good Doctor.
I can see that.
But have you seen him in the Dungeons & Dragons movie?
Yes, he's amazing. I love it.
He's such a good paladin. I was like, look at you.
But, yeah, well, unfortunately, guys, this is the last time you're ever going to see us.
Bye!
Okay.
No. We are going, as we said last week, we're going to be taking a little hiatus now until, I believe, the 18th of May?
18th of May.
It is the 18th of May, so literally a month from the day we recorded this. So not quite a month from when this goes out.
Don't break the illusion. No, people, we're recording this. This is Sunday the 22nd. We're recording this. I hope it's Sunday the 21st.
Weird. Okay, it's weird because you say Sunday the 21st. Sunday the 22nd, but Sunday's the 21st.
Yeah, I don't know. Time is
wibbly wobbly.
Yeah.
But we will be back. Right after the first episode has aired, which we will probably not talk about at all when that comes out.
Because we won't watch it.
We will watch it, but just not. we won't have time to record.
We won't watch it. We're actually not going to watch Doctor Who ever again.
Because BBC refused to hire us as the canon writers, so we could fix
it. And the casting directors, and the monster directors, and the visual effects directors, and all of it.
BBC and Disney, listen, we are cheap. We don't ask for much money, we just ask for some money. We will fix all the plot holes, we will fix the monsters. Give us a job, come on.
And then we will take the show off air.
Yeah.
we will see you guys next time. So for the last time for a while.
It's a month, Callum.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not a month. Shut up, you're breaking the illusion.
Okay, so it's a month of 3 days.
No, it's less than a month.
Okay, it's 29 days. 28 days.
Go. Something like that.
28 days later? What?
87 oh, no. years.
It's been 84 years. No, take it away, Callum.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Next month.